USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's narrowing his list of Supreme Court nominees. He said on NBC he's not trying to pick someone who's polarizing.
I think whomever I pick will get a vote from Republicans for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice.
He says he's narrowed it to four people. His final choice will be an African-American woman, which will be announced later this month. In Canada's capital, protesters show no sign of ending their fight against the COVID mandates. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly says officers are trying to end it.
There have been over 1,700 tickets issued. There have been a total of 25 arrests to date, including criminal charges for mischief and menacing behavior.
Production at GM, Ford, and Toyota has been scaled back due to the blockades. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. The Senate has passed a bill barring forced arbitration in workplace sexual harassment cases. The measure passed on a bipartisan voice vote. The House had overwhelmingly passed the bill, so it will go to President Biden to be signed into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
All eyes are on the border of Ukraine as USA's Lance Pry tells us things are starting to heat up.
Adding to the Russia-Ukraine tension, Russia and Belarus Thursday morning have started 10 days of joint military drills. England's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Europe faces its biggest security crisis in decades.
Earlier this week, I met the Prime Minister of Lithuania. I'll be traveling shortly to Poland. And these are countries where every day the population wakes with an acute awareness of the threat just across their border.
Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops at the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred met with the media for about 30 minutes discussing the status of the ongoing labor dispute with the MLB Players Association.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is optimistic baseball's regular season will start on time. Manfred also addressing the ongoing labor dispute between the league and the Players Association. Manfred saying in his position you have to be optimistic by nature and have to keep your mind open to get a deal done. The commissioner adding there's currently no change to the start time of spring training as games are set to begin later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.